Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for joining us on Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3. And doing business in Asia is challenging. Let's face it, doing business in this disruptive time is challenging, full stop. But let's try and understand the unique challenges and opportunities in Asia. Today, we're speaking with Ng Tian Beng, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Channels Asia Pacific Japan at Dell Technologies. Tian Beng, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Ari.
First up, give us a bit of an overview. What's the business climate like in Asia now?
Yeah, it's really interesting times, I think, in APJ. I think it's really a time of, unprecedented sort of change and transformation, right, in the region. And I think what's really exciting for us in APJ is that we really think that APJ is sort of the epicenter, right, of the next, industrial revolution that's happening. Obviously, as everyone knows, Asia accounts for 60%, right, of the world's population. There's a lot of the latest sort of tech trends are happening right here in Asia, right? So from 5G, artificial intelligence, digital cities, right? It's all happening here in this region, right? I think that's number one. Number two, quickly, is that a lot of the APJ organizations are actually leapfrogging, actually, in terms of, innovation, right? So whether it's healthcare or whether it's in the financial industry, right? A lot of our companies here in the region are really, the forefront of our technology. And then finally, the third point is governments. I think the governments here are also very involved in leading technologies with a lot of digital city and smart city initiatives here in Singapore. Obviously, Smart Nation was launched in 2014. And since then, a lot of Smart Nation type of initiatives have been done here.
Sounds like a lot of the pros that you just mentioned doing business in Asia or at this time comes from tech, but there are a lot of concerns surrounding tech as well. For instance, mm-hmm. cybersecurity concerns, privacy concerns, etc. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, well, I think privacy and tech concerns will always be there. In fact, security is a big one, right? With cybersecurity, and hence I know the community and a lot of tech firms, right, have a lot of different initiatives out there to actually address it. In fact, at Dell Tech, we do have a lot of cybersecurity solutions from SecureWorks and RSA, right, which is part of our Dell Tech portfolio that is actually in that specific field.
What are some of the unique challenges, though, doing business in Asia might pose an entrepreneur? Or is it the same, say, across the board in different regions as well? Same challenges they might face?
Yeah, it's quite an interesting question. In fact, recently, just 2 weeks back, we held our sort of 10 Dell Women Entrepreneurs, right, Global Summit. It was a first time was done here in Singapore, where we had about close to 150 women entrepreneurs, actually, from all over the world join us here in Singapore, right? So I think a couple of challenges. I think number one, obviously, the APJ is quite a diverse region, as we know. So culture and diversity, I think, would be one. And obviously at Dell, we, do work on that very closely on cultivating a culture of inclusion, right, across all our different offices and countries. I think the second one, too, is obviously there's a big variation in terms of technology, right, in the different markets here across APJ, right? So you have quite mature tech countries like Australia, for example, obviously really emerging ones, too, right, in some of the more, emerging countries.
And so these unique challenges posed to Asia, what can businesses do to prepare before they venture into Asia? Bearing in mind the ones that you just spoke about, culture, for example, or the different levels at which each market might be with tech.
Well, I think, first of all, obviously having a good understanding of the market that they do want to, enter, right? Obviously, there's a lot of different, industry associations that they can go to, to get, information on the markets before they come in. But I think number two, obviously, is to also, ensure that the companies are leveraging, technology too, right? Because that is really a game changer, right, in any industry that you, participate in.
We're speaking to Ng Tian Beng, who's Senior Vice President and General Manager, Channels Asia Pacific Japan at Dell Technologies. Tian Beng, earlier we were talking about some of the unique challenges that may be posed to people wanting to enter or businesses wanting to enter Asia. Let's talk about, though, the wider outlook for the business landscape. How much will, say, the U.S. trade war or Brexit affect doing business per se?
Well, look, we definitely continue to see APJ, as a major opportunity, right? I mean, we had a really, fantastic results last year. And, this year so far, the first 6 months of the year has been really, really strong for us. see many sectors and actually countries are really moving ahead in terms of embracing, you know, a lot of the emerging tech that I mentioned earlier, right? And also driving opportunity. The other big thing that we see obviously are around like edge computing, IoT, you know, 5G, AI, machine learning. You know, all these trends are actually happening, you know, here in the region, right? So we are really, you know, optimistic about, you know, Asia-Pac and Japan.
So no sense worrying about something that you can't do anything about, right? Let's concentrate on what we can do.
Of course, right? Very much so. Focusing on what we can control. And I think, as I said, right, the good news is that for us, we see a really, really strong momentum.
Let me get a bit personal with you at this point, Tian Beng. You joined Dell back in 1998. You've weathered quite a few financial crises from the just coming out of the Asian financial crisis at that point, going into, say, sometime in 2008. We remember the housing crisis in the United States that brought about the global financial crisis. How have you stayed up to speed with everything? And what are your sentiments going forward? How optimistic are you?
You know, definitely really, you know, optimistic about the region. I think we have the benefit, obviously, of being a very large, you know, company, right? So Dell Tech, I mean, our financial results last year was $90 billion. So, you know, we do have a very big company and a very strong, you know, portfolio. So we are really, really, you know, happy and, you know, enthusiastic about the potential ahead. Yeah.
What keeps you up at night, though?
Yeah, I think keeps me up, you know, at night is the number of opportunities ahead, actually, right?
Because, option, you know, paralysis.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because, look, we do have a really, you know, strong portfolio that is end-to-end, but there are a lot of opportunities, right? It's really prioritizing, actually. So for me, it's really trying to figure out, like, look, which are the top ones to go after, right? That really has the biggest impact.
Therein lies the challenge as well, isn't it? When you have option paralysis, which ones should you prioritize?
It is. But look, I think it's a good problem to have, right? And I think we're really focused on sort of maximizing the potential.
When it comes to a company this big, though, are there challenges galvanizing everyone?
Well, it is a very big organization, but I think we're very focused on in terms of priorities and focus areas, right? So although we are over a $90 billion company, right? But I think the good thing about our company structure is that we really operate very agile and very quick too.
Let's go back a bit to talking about nuances around culture and diversity. You also said that Dell is quite into that and making sure that the company is sure of, say, markets that they're going to enter, that you take care to understand the cultures and diversity that happens there. Talk to us more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned earlier too, you know, diversity and inclusion is really, really important for us. We do have a number of, you know, initiatives, right, that the whole company is very committed to. For example, one of the training that's quite interesting that we have done for all our Dell, you know, executives, right, is what we call a MARC training, which is stands for many, you know, advocating real change. And it's around diversity and inclusion, right? It's for all our employees to actually recognize unconscious bias, right? So this started actually 2 to 3 years back where we had Michael Dell, the founder of the company and the CEO, right? He and his senior executives actually went through a 2-day training. And then after that, the training was actually cascaded down to all the senior executives. And right now, the plan is that by end of this year, we actually plan to get all our people managers actually trained, you know, on this. And then the bigger plan next year is to try to get the rest of our, you know, employees trained up.
That's great. It always has to start from the top, doesn't it? Not just rhetoric coming out from the top, guys, do this, but that they're setting an example.
Yeah, very much so. I think we believe that we have to, you know, lead the talk in, you know, diversity and inclusion.
Do you think from a large company perspective, though, you have some advice for smaller companies as they want to venture into Asia?
Yeah, I think exactly what I mentioned earlier, too. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, we had our sort of Duen Global Summit, right? We had 150 women entrepreneurs all over the world actually, you know, come in, and actually a lot of them exchanged, you know, information, best practices, right, on how to enter into this, you know, exciting region.
What stood out for you during those discussions?
You know, 70% of the audience was actually from the US and from Europe. So I think what stood out, obviously, is huge interest, right, of women entrepreneurs from North America and from Europe wanting to come into the region. So the event was really focusing on giving them information about the region. And we had like finance companies that were there. We had venture capitalist groups that were there too, right? And obviously, we had different, you know, experts from APJ that were there too, right? So really, really, you know, great event. There's one thing I'm going to mention quickly too, Howie, that as part of the draw event, the other exciting thing too is that we had a girls track where this event was run on the sidelines, focused on girls that are 13 to 18 years old actually.
Oh, you really mean girls?
You know, therefore, yeah, it's quite interesting that we're sort of focusing on the future women entrepreneurs too.
Mm, let's get them young, why not?
Yeah, exactly. I think they're going to be our future, right? And it's great to focus on them, you know, while they're young.
Ng Tian Beng, Senior Vice President and General Manager, Channels Asia Pacific Japan at Dell Technologies. Tian Beng, it's been a pleasure.
Great. Thank you, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.